down, take me in your arms and rock me just a little while. We're going to rock you 24 hours a day. Here's Hot Chocolate on Nova 88 and Girl Crazy. I think we'll dedicate this one to Colin Hayes.
I don't care the color of her hair.
Thank you. bread. It's a crisp bread I like. It's light and crispy, crispy light. And crisp and goodness gracious me. It's so complete, made from wheat. It's the new kind of crisp bread that you love to eat. Crisp bread is a crisp bread I like. It's so complete, it's made from wheat. It's the new kind of crisp bread that you love to eat.
Crispin', we've got the lightness right. Only 17 calories in every slice.
Crisp bread.
They call them the Island Hoppers. They wander freely in the footsteps of the gods, hopping from one sun-soaked Greek island to the next. And you too can join them by booking a Greek island wanderer holiday with Club Travel. We have direct flights from Dublin every week, booking you into quaint tavernas and fishing villages that most other tourists will never see. It starts with a brochure from Club Travel in 30 Lower Abbey Street.
When you've got a big store, you need a big story, and Benny's got both in Mary Street.
You can bet your bottom dollar Penny's kit out your kids for less. Slacks and jeans in great bright cotton and drill from $5.99. Both jeans styled in elastic waist, or how about candy straps from just $6.99. And Penny's got an assortment of the sweetest summer print dresses from as little as $3.99.
When you got a big store, you need a big story. And Penny's got both, that's all.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 8:46 a.m. and in the FM stereo band at 88 megahertz, this is Radio Nova, where the time is now 1 o'clock.
Nova World News Summary with Ken Hammond and Sybil Fennell. The headlines. The British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Francis Pim, has blamed Argentina for blocking moves towards a peaceful settlement of the Falklands dispute. And the Argentine Deputy Foreign Minister has left Buenos Aires for New York, where he'll be meeting the UN Secretary General. In the north, a quantity of bomb-making equipment has been found in Derry, and ambulance drivers are threatening strike action from lunchtime today. And we investigate the case of the disappearing house. Good afternoon. The British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Francis Pim, has blamed Argentina for blocking moves towards a peaceful settlement to the Falklands crisis. Speaking in the House of Commons this morning, he said that their intransigence had brought about the failure of Peruvian proposals, which had the backing of the American Secretary of State, Alexander Haig. Britain, he said, was working closely with United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Pérez de Cuellar. Mr. Pim said that Britain had accepted the UN peace plan in broad terms, but said that he was sceptical that Argentina, too, had agreed to the proposals. Mr. Pim outlined the UN proposals as a complete withdrawal of Argentina from the Falklands, coupled with the withdrawal of the British task force and the appointment of a small group of countries who'd take over interim administration of the islands. But if the plan failed, the Defense Secretary said that he could not rule out the escalation of military action, including the bombing of the Argentine mainland. The Argentine Deputy Foreign Minister has left Buenos Aires for New York, where he'll be meeting with the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Pérez de Cuellar. Meanwhile, a communique from Argentina claims that 8 soldiers were killed when a British helicopter attacked a rescue launch off the Falkland Islands.
The 2 British pilots believed to have been killed in a mid-air collision off the Falklands have been named. They were Lieutenant Commander John Eaton Jones from Ilchester in Somerset and Lieutenant William Curtis from Crewkern, also in Somerset. The aircraft were patrolling the military exclusion zone when they disappeared. It's now believed that the Harrier jump jets collided in mid-air in poor weather conditions. Sources in Argentina say their forces were not engaged in any military action at the time. An Argentine television report says that the British pilot who was killed during Tuesday's raid on the airstrip at Goose Green on the Falklands has been buried a few yards from the airfield. Lieutenant Nicholas Taylor is reported to have been buried on Wednesday. The 6 Argentine servicemen who were killed in an earlier British attack were buried nearby. The Polish news agency has reported that a Polish fishing boat has rescued 2 Argentine pilots picked up after their bomber aircraft was shot down by British forces. The boat is expected to arrive in Uruguay later today. Meanwhile, in Argentina, visiting ministers from Peru and Venezuela say their countries are willing, if asked, to give military help to Argentina in the Falklands dispute. In San Francisco, 32 American-built aircraft engines destined for Argentina have been impounded by customs authorities. The British city of Sheffield has launched a fund to aid the families of the men who died when the destroyer HMS Sheffield was hit by an Argentine missile.
And now the rest of the news. In Belfast, an inquest has opened on 12-year-old Caroline Kelly, who died after being hit on the head by a plastic bullet at Twinbrook about a year ago. She died after being hit in what the army describe as rioting near St. Luke's School in Twinbrook on the day before polling in the local government elections was due to be held there. Talks have been underway for some time now at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast in an attempt to avert an all-out strike by ambulance men threatened from lunchtime today. The ambulance men are angry about remarks made by the Eastern Health Board's area administrator, Mr. Eric McCullough, who said that lives were being put at risk by the ambulance men's earlier industrial action. A spokesman for the ambulance men said that they were providing emergency cover, but if Mr. McCullough doesn't retract his statement, they'll go on an all-out strike. Other health service workers in the north are on a 24-hour strike at hospitals in Belfast today. In Derry, the army have found bomb-making equipment, walkie-talkie radios, ammunition and detonators in the waterside area of the city. And in the attic of a flat in the Craigan Estate area, they found a rifle, a revolver and a large quantity of ammunition. 1,700 workers on strike at the Michelin factory at Mullusk have voted to return to work. A mass meeting at the Ulster Hall in Belfast, which ended about an hour ago, resulted in a virtually unanimous decision to end the strike. The action was taken earlier this week in support of the company's employees at Burnley in Lancashire, who were in dispute over a new shift system. In the Craigan area of Derry last night, soldiers fired one live round and 8 plastic bullets to disperse a crowd. The soldiers are said to have been in a derelict flat when what was described as a hostile crowd gathered outside. And fire in the early hours of the morning destroyed a church hall in North Belfast. St. Enoch's Presbyterian Hall in the Antrim Road area was blazing fiercely when the fire brigade arrived at about 1:30. It took more than an hour to bring the blaze under control. A main hall upstairs and 2 others downstairs were destroyed. The RUC have said that they believe the fire was started maliciously.
About 100 homes in the town of Kiltimach in County Mayo have lost their multi-channel television facility after almost 10 years of pipe service. Until Wednesday, residents of the town had been able to receive BBC and UTV, as well as RTE, thanks to a piped system which they themselves had financed. But the Department of Post and Telegraphs has now impounded more than £10,000 worth of transmitting equipment, which they have brought to Dublin. The town's council chairman, Mr. Tom Higgins, told our reporter that the equipment was community property and denied that the pipe system was causing interference to either RTE or hospital communications systems. Mr. Higgins said that a public meeting had been called for Monday next to discuss what could be done. He said that this was just another incident of discrimination against the West. Aer Lingus have now made it clear that they don't expect to be able to operate their newly granted routes from Belfast to Amsterdam, Paris and Dusseldorf for at least 3 years. The company first have to negotiate with the 3 European governments concerned. An Aer Lingus spokesman said this morning that the British and Irish governments had reached agreement that Aer Lingus should have the right to carry traffic out of Belfast to 3 continental cities, but the airline now had to study the economics of the operation. The Waterford Glass Company made a profit of more than £10 million last year after tax. That's an increase of almost 30% on the previous year's figures. The profit figure is contained in the company's annual report released today. And about 300 Waterford Glass workers stayed away from work today in protest against PRSI contributions. Mr. John Bristow, the Associate Professor of Economics at Trinity College in Dublin, has said that Ireland may soon be forced to devalue its currency because it will be impossible to cover the huge balance of payments deficit with foreign borrowing. 3 masked men escaped with a quantity of jewellery after they broke into a house at Shankill in County Dublin this morning. The occupants of the house were tied up. Ireland has been elected to the United Nations Commission on Human Rights for the first time. The Commission is the body most actively concerned with human rights in the United Nations system. Ireland's term will last from 1983 to 1985.
And news from abroad. In the overcrowded Indian city of Calcutta, police are investigating rumours that a sect of child kidnappers may be on the loose. The nun, Mother Teresa, who's internationally known for her work among the destitute, is so worried by the stories that she's asked for special protection at the children's home she runs. Members of the sect are rumoured to have been snatching babies and in some cases sacrificing them. In Britain, the Conservatives got a big boost from yesterday's local elections, with more council wins than any mid-term government since the Second World War. The Liberal SDP alliance also came out of the contest well pleased, especially the Liberals who'd made big gains. The SDP didn't do so well. This was especially noticeable in London. The results were a big disappointment for the Labour Party, who'd expected to take advantage of the government's unemployment record. The Australian Prime Minister, Mr. Fraser, has announced major cabinet changes after the resignation of 2 ministers in a scandal involving the importation of a colour television set from Hong Kong to Australia without the payment of duty. The 2 ministers who resigned were the Minister for Health, Mr. Michael McKellar, and the Minister for Business and Consumer Affairs, Mr. John Moore. Both men resigned their posts last month. Herbert von Karajan, the conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, has been ordered by his doctor to cancel all engagements for the time being. Mr. Karajan, who's 74, is suffering from a viral infection and is resting at his home in Salzburg. He was taken in Vienna. He was taken ill in Vienna earlier this week after giving two concerts, and he had to receive hospital treatment. The organizers of the Vienna Festival say that Mr. Karajan has withdrawn from its opening on May the 16th.
President Mubarak of Egypt has said that there is no question of talks on Palestinian autonomy taking place in Jerusalem. However, Egypt, he said, would meet the Israelis anywhere else in the world. President Mubarak was replying to the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Begin, who said on Wednesday that future talks on autonomy must include sessions in Jerusalem, or Israel would boycott sessions in Washington and Cairo. President Mubarak was speaking on his return from Sudan, where he has been holding talks in an attempt to heal the rift between Egypt and those Arab countries who are opposed to the peace treaty with Israel. He said that he was in no hurry to improve relations. Each Arab country, he said, could do this in its own time. A senior Polish official has announced plans to reconstruct the country's ailing economy. The head of the State Planning Commission, Mr. Mudej, said that the three-year plan would make Poland self-sufficient in food, develop consumer goods production, and give priority to exports. The plan would also seek to reduce Poland's economic dependence on the West. Earlier this week, the finance ministry forecast that the deficit in the 1982 budget would be three times larger than last year, and the Polish leader, General Jaruzelski, has warned that it will be 1990 before a significant reduction in Poland's debts can be expected. Executives of British Airways are being brought down to earth. They're being asked to learn the skills of secretaries who have left because of economy cuts. £20,000 per year managers are being enrolled for a 20-hour typing course that will enable them to do their own typing at 25 words per minute. That'll be fast enough to enable them to type their own inter-office memos just.
A gang of 10 men who netted £90,000 from phone-in competitions run by three different radio stations appeared in court in Paris yesterday. Police investigating how the same men kept winning the big prizes discovered that eight of them worked in the city's telephone exchange. Anne is said to have blocked all phone calls to the radio station, while the other two looked up the answers to the questions in reference books.
In England, the Ministry of Agriculture are examining a rare deal fish, which was caught by a trawler from North Shields. Only two other such fish have been caught in the north of England, the first in 1844 and the second in 1932. The 7-foot-long fish is silver with a bright red tail, which points upwards. The fish is rarely caught because it lives at great depths, and anyway, it's inedible.
Oh, my goodness. The financial report. The pound sterling is currently at 82.40. The dollar is at 150.65. And the news that President Reagan's budget has been approved has helped the dollar. Within the EMS, the Irish pound has lost a little, as it does mostly towards the weekends. On Wall Street overnight, the Dow Jones average closed up 8.75 at 863.20. Stock prices closed with healthy gains as investors reacted with optimism to the news that the Senate Budget Committee had approved a federal budget package. The Dow Jones Index rose more than 9 points in the first hour of trading, but eased late in the day. Advances led declines by around 1,060 to 450. And late yesterday, the Republican-dominated Federal Budget Committee approved a compromise spending plan, which received White House support. At midday, the Financial Times Index was up 4.7 at 581.6. That's the Nova Financial Report, courtesy of the International Department of the Ulster Bank.
Well, after my last story, let's see if the weather is looking anywhere normal. In Dublin, it will become cloudy this afternoon, and there's a chance of some light rain later on. Today's best temperatures will reach 12 Celsius. The wind will be south to southwesterly and light. In the north, you can expect some rain and 13 degrees. And in northwest England, look for scattered showers and 11 centigrade. That's the Nova News summary at 13 minutes past one.
Radio Nova. Five, eight.
The Apollo
1 discount countdown continues.
2, 1, 0.
Belial, the world's famous expensive suntan lotion, isn't so expensive at Apollo 1. Yes, Belial suntan lotion, normally £3.75, is now on sale at the Apollo 1 discount superstore for £1.95 a bottle. Take a bottle with you on your holidays. Or better still, take 3 bottles for £5. Summer savings are truly amazing at the Apollo 1 Discount Superstore, 57 Moore Street.
Where the discount countdown continues 7 days a week.
When you want a cool, refreshing lager,
that's alcohol-free.
What is that?
A full-flavored drink. The flowing calories. When you want real satisfaction from a drink that's good for you. Why do you say the same as me?
When you want a real drink, but without the alcohol, what do you say? You say Mousse Cold.
Why do you say the same as me?
The most decorated name in Ireland today is Fleetwood. Fleetwood paintbrushes and rollers. Fleetwood for wallpaper pastes, fillers, and all your decorating needs. And for the beautiful huge range of best quality Fleetwood paints, award your home Fleetwood Care.
She knows how to make her mouth feel clean.
More than this.
things to tell you. Tonight in the Friday Report, Linda will be talking to Ben Rafferty about strikes. That's after the 7 o'clock World Report here on Nova. Hello to Caroline Williams from Cathy Marr. Caroline's our Beatles winner. She's off to Spain tonight, which is kind of nice. And also hello to Deirdre Delucree, who's having a birthday today, listening in the bowels of the Bank of Ireland in Balls Bridge. Oh, well, never mind. Love from Willie and Caroline. Happy birthday, darling. Going back 2 years, there's Johnny on Nova 88 FM, the Mighty 890. What's another year?
I've been waiting such a long time, looking out for you, but you're not here. What's another year? I've been waking such a long time, reaching out for you, but you aren't near. What's another year?
Just another room, just another town. Same old crazy people hanging around. Still you're shying silently, staring into space, coming down alone. Feel like packing all my bags, running home. Well,
shine silently on the big one, Nova 88 FM and the mighty 890.
You thought Malta was far beyond your reach. You're wrong. Because Stevens Green Travel have taken £75 off all Malta apartment holidays with 50% reduction for all children. And that's not all. How about a family package rate of only £876, extras not included, for two adults and two or three children during June, July or August? That's a fantastic bargain. So don't miss out on Malta. Phone Stevens Green Travel at 717976.
I've pounded the road from coast to coast. Yorkie and me rolling on. Cause a long day's run can be short on fun without Yorkie to help me along. Good, rich and thick, a milk chocolate brick, each bite a chunky big mouthful. Yorkie's the shape that real milk chocolate ought to be. So when I fill that big old mill, there's plenty more in store for me from that chunky bar of mine.
Yorkie, the ultimate in milk chocolate from Roundtree Macintosh.
Electrolytum.
Leading stockists in TV, video, and hi-fi.
Electrovision.
Their video club brings the cinema home with all the latest titles in Betamax and VHS. Now listen to this fantastic special offer for a limited period only.
Electrovision.
We'll give you 6 months free rental on a brand new TV and video club life membership with every new video purchase at Electrovision.
Electrovision.
Tomorrow's technology in TV and rack systems such as Sony, Nordmende, Ferguson, Telefunken, Hitachi, and at yesterday's prices. Electrovision, Tower Road, Llandorfen, and Main Street, Leixlip. Phone 517-856. 517-856. 517-856.
Thank you.
Tokyo, and a thing called radio at 22 minutes to 2.
On a
and
hot
they are
summer both, night.
Hang on.
Would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
They're playing Meatloaf's Geek and Daily Mouth.
Offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again? Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
And does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Shooting stars calling to your friends.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you must have been while you were kissing me. You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh,
Lost Zones, 14 minutes to 2 after the 2 o'clock news. Of course, John Clark.
When you want a cool, refreshing lager that's alcohol-free, a full-flavored drink, a flowing caterine. When you want real satisfaction from a drink that's good for you, why do you say the same as say?
When you want a real drink, but without the alcohol, what do you say? You say Moussé cold.
Why do you say Moussé?
I see the Mr. George Playboy and Casual Corner shops are closing down.
In Cable Street? Yes, I've heard they're having an amazing closing down sale.
Hmm. Cords, canvas and denim jeans by Levi, Zeus and Wrangler for only $14.95.
Suits from £30.
Jackets from £20.
All slacks for $14.95.
Levi footwear from £13.
And shirts from a fiver.
Mr. George, Playboy and Casual Corner men's fashion shops in Cable Street are finally closing down. All stocks must clear by the end of the month.
Who's he? I don't know.
Plato! Plato!
Hello,
and welcome to your chance to score in the Viva Tato World Cup 82 competition, with five Telefunken video recorders up for transfer to five lucky winners. Plus, 20 deluxe sets of Sabutio table soccer to bring the thrills of Spain right to your fingertips. And 100 magic puzzle balls to give the whole family hours of frustrating fun. Details on every pack of Tato crisps. Viva Tato!
Radio Nova, c'est la musique pour toi. Girl, I'm going to see. She's a fool for loving me.